Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining me in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian.
Well, last week you left us with a challenge about Dorothy Gale.
Yes, I said start with her name and change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase that names something a good person is said to have. What is it?
Well, I couldn't get this until I fired up my iPod and found the Neil Young section.
Yes.
If you replace the Y in Dorothy with an F, you can rearrange those remaining letters to spell Heart of Gold.
That is correct. Neil Young, thank you very much. All right, Ian, we continue our Dog Days of Summer series by taking some inspiration from a 1975 film. Directed by Sidney Lumet and based on a true story, Dog Day Afternoon stars Al Pacino as Sonny, who attempts to rob a bank with two friends. The plan goes awry immediately and, well, you can watch the movie to see how it turns out. In the meantime, let's see how much you know about other movies directed by Sidney Lumet.
I don't know. We'll see.
First up, Sidney Lumet's directorial debut was a 1957 movie starring Henry Fonda, E.G. Marshall, and Jack Klugman as three members of a jury. What is the title of this film?
12 Angry Men.
That's right. And it's a 96-minute movie, and only 3 minutes of that takes place outside of the jury room.
Talk about the original bottle episode.
In 1974, Lumet directed a film version of what Agatha Christie novel, starring Albert Finney as Hercule Poirot, who was hired by his friend, a train company director.
Is this Murder on the Orient Express?
It certainly is. And Agatha Christie said, "It was well made except for one mistake. I wrote that he had the finest mustache in England, and he didn't in the film. I thought that was a pity. Why shouldn't he?" Albert Finney also starred in the final film directed by Sidney Lumet. What 2007 film is it, whose six-word title finishes an Irish saying that starts, "May you be in heaven a full half hour"?
Great movie, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Yes, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman and Marissa Tomei, as well as Albert Finney. Featuring the famous line, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore," what Sidney Lumet film was praised in a 1976 review for its, quote, "wickedly distorted views of the way television looks, sounds, and indeed is"?
That's Network.
It is Network. Interesting bonus fact about that, the shortest Oscar-winning performance in history comes from that movie. Beatrice Straight, and she won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her 5-minute and 40-second performance. And finally, 2 years before starring in Dog Day Afternoon, Al Pacino played the title character in another Sidney Lumet film, this one about a uniformed policeman-turned-plainclothes officer who exposes corruption in the NYPD. What film is it?
That's Serpico.
It is Serpico.
And if Serpico is listening, a shout-out to him.
Well, the verdict is in. Ian knows a lot about Sidney Lumet movies. What's your favorite Sidney Lumet film? Write to us and let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
And if you need any of the testimony reread, surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name of Sidney Lumet. That's S-I-D-N-E-Y-L-U-M-E-T. Change one letter to an N, not the one that's already there, of course. Then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 8 letters in the first word, 3 letters in the second, that names something many unfortunate criminals come to in the movies. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, we'll be back in these same seats next week. I'll get to work on that challenge straight away.
See you then.